Joe Biden pledges to keep Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. By Christina Wong on March 3, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden pledged he would keep Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as House Speaker in a speech delivered Tuesday evening as Super Tuesday results rolled in. "We want a nominee who will beat Donald Trump but also keep Nancy Pelosi the Speaker of the House," he said. It was a repeat of a pledge his campaign made earlier in the day in a tweet. The line was not received well by supporters of fellow Democrat presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who are anti-establishment Democrats. "Is Joe Biden really going to run behind Nancy Pelosi? One of the most disliked politicians in the entire country," one Twitter account appearing to be in support of Sanders tweeted. Another seeming Sanders supporter tweeted, "People at this Biden event are lustily cheering for keep Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House." As this school then pivots to talking about decency, preserving America's soul, and healing the country. Just pathetic. Peter Dow, a former Hillary Clinton advisor who appears to be a Sanders supporter, summed up progressive disdain for Biden and Pelosi in a tweet earlier in the day. "Kids were in cages under Obama, hashtag Biden, and Pelosi," he tweeted. "Are you going to uphold this broken system? Or do you want a progressive revolution? Hashtag Super Tuesday." A Congressional Quarterly reporter pointed out that keeping Pelosi as Speaker is part of Biden's argument that if he is the nominee, voters who vote for him will vote for other Democrats down ballot. The Democrat Party is heavily divided between the progressive wing, who backs Sanders, and the moderate camp, split between moderate candidates including Biden, Mike Bloomberg, and Elizabeth Warren, and it is far from clear whether Biden is the most popular Democrat candidate or the most viable against President Trump. By the time of Biden's speech, he was leading in the delegate count on Super Tuesday. But there had not yet been a winner declared for Texas or California, two states that account for about half of the delegates to be awarded. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.